split up and began a slow comb of the graveyard until we caught sight of rail-thin bodies milling around in the moonlight. Skeletons. Now, I'd be the first to admit that I wasn't heavily versed in wizardry, but I had my moments. If Fred was in the area, he'd probably be connected somehow to the light that he was using to raise the dead. If I was right about this, nobody would note it. If I was wrong, I'd never hear the end of it. Griff, I ventured, can you see that light thing that Fred uses to raise the dead?
One moment.
We all stopped.
Yes, I see it.
I took a breath. Wouldn't the wizard have to keep some kind of connection to that?
Not bad, Chief,
Warren chimed in, giving me more credit than I'd expected.
Griff, if you...
It ends at the hedges to our left, Griff interrupted while pointing. He may or may not be there, though. It all depends on the level of magic he's using.
I could only hope that Fred was there. Maybe we could take this bastard out tonight and be done with all of it. My first thought, though, was just to annihilate him and stop this trickling zombie apocalypse. But I had the feeling that the directors would want to get some intel from him if at all possible. Can you guys think of a way to trap him without killing him?
Not likely, Chief,
Jasmine replied first.
He's pretty powerful.
Nah, I would agree with that assessment.
I nodded as we continued moving forward. Rachel?
Griff and Jasmine are right. We either nuke him or he gets away. I vote the former. I've got enough fire to torch the prick thoroughly.
Obviously, she was in favor of attacking at the moment. It probably had something to do with my teasing her in the car. I had that effect on people. Warren, what about you?
I could probably work up something, Chief,
he replied.
But it'd take a fair amount of study and preparation.
Yeah, no time for that, I'm afraid. The first of the skeletons noticed my arrival. This was clear because they spun on me as one, just like the zombies had. All right, gang, I said while pointing at the suspected location of Fred. Go ahead and nuke that bastard. The mages unleashed hell at those poor bushes while Felicia, Chuck, and I fired at the skeletons. They were harder to hit than the zombies because they were literally bone thin. Worse, when we did connect, any bone that was struck just flew away. If you caught a rib, it would disappear along with a few others, but the rest of the body would stay intact. The problem there was that it didn't impede their movement at all. Blowing away a finger or arm wasn't going to stop a skeleton. I adjusted my aim and said, "Target their legs." That worked, mostly. They were still able to crawl toward us, but they were no longer running. The legless ones, anyway. At first, the skeletons seemed like a much more effective weapon than the zombies because of the complexity of, quote, killing them. They were hard to take down, requiring multiple bullets in the process, but then one of them made it through and got to me. It put its arms around my neck and just stood there, clacking its jaw. I said as the others kept firing at the massive skeletons. What's this thing doing?
It looks like it's trying to dance with you, Chief,
Warren suggested. He then stepped over and pulled the skeleton away and threw it on the ground.
Oh, wow. They have no strength at all.
The skeleton went to get up, but Warren stepped on its chest, reached down, popping off its arms and legs from their sockets. He'd done it like it was nothing. It was a bit gross, truth be told.
Yes,
he said, doing a fist pump.
Finally, something I can beat the crap out of.
He then turned toward Chuck and Felicia and yelled,
Stop firing. I'm going in.
He rushed into a mass of skeletons. The three of us just stood there with our mouths agape as Warren went completely ballistic. I'd never seen him like this before. He was ripping their limbs away with a maniacal laughter that was borderline insane.
He's lost his mind,
Felicia said. We all nodded.
Did you know that he was capable of that, Chief?
Asked Chuck. I really didn't. In the distance, my three mages were shredding the hedges where the light was attached. The magical mayhem hitting the area was enough to wipe out a band of ogres. They clearly weren't taking any chances, which told me that shit-faced Fred was even more powerful than they'd been letting on. Seeing that Warren had the situation under control with the skeletons, I decided to run over to help apprehend what was left of the necromancer. Stick with him, I commanded Chuck and Felicia, just in case. As I approached the mages, I was getting the feeling that they had done more than enough to kill Fred. The hedge was a wreck. Being pummeled with fireballs and ice shards and energy blasts, it was amazing that it was even partially intact. Okay, guys, I yelled over the cacophony of magic. I think you got him.
Can't stop,
Rachel cried back. What?
Another virus,
Griff croaked. Oh shit, what do I do? Griff struggled to face me, though his hands were still unleashing streams of power at the hedges.
Knock us out,
he grunted through the connector.